Okay, I think we'll start now. Dear everyone, welcome to this conference about the impact of temporary work agencies on the politics of work. My name is Anders Undertun, and I've been the project manager for this project for the past year. Since this is an international conference, we have a few guests from outside Norway as well. This conference will be held in English, but I will, as we will get back to, you are allowed to ask questions in Norwegian to the Norwegian researchers, but we will answer in English. So, in addition to contributing to the broader debate about the role of the staffing industry or the temporary work agency industry, as we call it, the conference today and an academic workshop tomorrow also marks the end of a project that has lasted for 3.5 years. And for us as researchers, it is a privilege to be able to present our research to a broader audience like this. And although we have arranged two similar events previously in the project, one about union responses to the TWA industry in 2013, and another one about the regulation of the industry in 2014, it is really now that we can present our findings from the project. The project was conceived as far back as in 2010, when many of the participants in the project were involved in a project that studied the hotel sector in Norway. And out of this, we developed an interest for looking into the TWA industry, and during the autumn of 2012, we assembled a group and submitted a proposal to the Research Council of Norway. Unfortunately, this proposal was successful, and in October 2013, the project commenced with funding from the Research Council of Norway's program Work, Welfare and Migration. And although our questions have been tweaked and slightly changed throughout the project, there are four main questions that constitute the body of research. The first question is, how are workplace dynamics affected by labor hire? This question deals with what happens to the dynamics of workplaces with particular histories of labor hire. And here we have been curious about both processes of segmentation or power asymmetries, but also processes of inclusion, as we have been curious about how the principle of equal treatment, for instance, how this plays out in the workplaces. And what we have been also very interested in is how looking at how norms about labor hire take very local forms and is affected by strategies for labor hire by client firms. In our project, the warehouse was chosen as an appropriate workplace in which these processes unfold. But the question can also be traced back to some of the other studies, for instance, the study of nurses. And today, you will also be hearing about the construction industry from a guest that is not part of our project, but we've been very fortunate to have with us, namely Hedda Håkestad. The second question: how are transnational networks of labor market intermediaries shaping flows of labor migration? This relates to how the industry has been instrumental in facilitating flows of labor. And then, and in the project, we have focused on flows from Sweden and Latvia to Norway. And for this question, it is also very important to recognize that other Norwegian researchers, in particular from Fafo, have provided crucial studies on the role of TWAs in the labor migration patterns following the EU expansion in the mid-2000s. The third question: how can we conceptualize the proactiveness of workers in the process of labor hire? This is a question that first and foremost relates to what we coin labor agency. You know, what are the strategies, what are the motivations for working through a temporary work agency, and how do agency workers express and demonstrate their proactiveness or indeed their power positions for being in this kind of employment relationship? finally, the fourth question is related to how organized labor and but also organized capital have responded to the expansion of temporary work of temporary agency work. An obvious challenge to us was to look at how unions have responded to temporary agency work. You know, what have been their strategies? Has it been exclusion? Or have unions moved towards acknowledging temporary work agencies and organizing workers with this affiliation? However, in the project, we have also focused on the responses from organized capital, which you will hear later is by organized capital, I primarily mean the companies that hire in labor. And historically, they have both promoted and indeed opposed this industry. In the first quartile of 2017, NHO Service estimates that the TWA industry in Norway was responsible for approximately 1.1% of total man-hours in the Norwegian labor market, a level which has been relatively consistent since the mid-2000s, although with fluctuation primarily according to economic conditions. Compared to other labor markets, for instance, the US, the UK, the share is low, although it has gained momentum in certain industries, with construction being the prime example of where the TAAAs have had considerable growth in recent years. And it is also important to note that the urban areas and the growth areas are more important to this industry than more peripheral areas. Nevertheless, the importance, or what can be called the penetration of the temporary work agency industry in the Norwegian labor market, remains modest. So why is it then so important to study it? And why does it receive so much attention in the Norwegian political debate? Most importantly, the process of labor hire or labor mediation interferes in the basic labor process, namely that of the basic bilateral relationship between an employer and an employee. As such, we think that it represents profound qualitative differences in its impact on the labor process and industrial relations. Secondly, the temporary work agency industry, or the temporary work agency, represents a third party in what can be called a triangular relationship between the employer, a temporary work agency, and the worker. And this creates alternative spaces for negotiation, and it also creates alternative spaces for agency or proactiveness. Third, it is about alternative distributions of flexibility and risk. The typical employment relationship for working through a temporary work agency not only represents a third party in the labor process, but also represents new ways of distributing flexibility and risk. In terms of flexibility, the industry has made it possible for client companies to hire workers on demand without being responsible for recruitment themselves, for instance. And working through an agency also provides flexibility to the worker, as they can be more free to choose between assignments or gain different types of experiences in different workplaces. And workers can also utilize agencies in order to get a foot in the door in workplaces where they would like permanent employment. However, the flip side of flexibility is risk. And one of the most crucial differences about the most common temporary work agency model, namely that you are permanently employed but without the right to pay in between assignments, is that the risk is mostly placed with the worker. Also considering that the negotiation about assignments or contract extension, or indeed assignment or contract termination, takes place between the client company and the agency. Finally, as our first speaker has argued, Lea Vosko has argued, the standard employment relationship must be seen in light in light of its exclusions. The politics of temporary work in general and the agency and the temporary work agencies in particular has been an important antagonism in the institutionalization of the standard employment relationship. And as such, the impact of temporary work agencies on the politics of work is integral to the impact of how norms related to the opposite, namely the standard employment relationship, has developed. Okay, so a few facts about the project. So this project has been funded by the Research Council of Norway's program Welfare, Work and Migration, lasting from, we started in late 2013, and it lasts until this year. It has been a consortium between the Work Institute at Oslo and Akershus University College of Applied Sciences. We have also had the project management, the University of Oslo, Mid-Sweden University, and the Norwegian Institute of Urban and Regional Research. We've also had an extra partner in the Baltic Institute of Social Sciences in Riga. And we've also had several experts being affiliated to the project. Neil Koh from the National University of Singapore, Keith Ewing from King's College London, Katrine Fangen from the University of Oslo, Roland Erne from University of Dublin. We also had a user group of NO Service, LO and ES. Just going to show this very briefly. These are the project participants. As you can see, quite a few people involved. We also had some students involved in the project from the University of Oslo, as well as a supervisor to Per Bonde Hansen. This is the list of publications from the project so far. If you're more interested in this, please contact us. We also have a long list of pending publications, which are in process. And before we go on, I would also like to say thank you. First and foremost, to the Research Council of Norway for providing the funding to the project and also for showing great flexibility in the process. We want to thank the temporary work agency industry, agency workers, client companies, unions, and others for letting us conduct interviews and surveys. We're very, very grateful for that. A huge thanks to the administrative staff at AFI for helping out with the conference, especially Katrine Sisler, Kristina Lindskog, Anne Kristiansen, Sille Handeland, and Vigdis Lundberg Olsen. It's been very valuable for the past week in particular.